Hey, the It's Time for Coffee podcast is powered by the Converge Podcast Network. Hey friends, it's time for coffee, and I'm your friend and host, Jeanette. I'm so glad that you're here today. I hope you know by just pressing play on that podcast app, you have a friend with you. My hope is that as you listen, you will know that you are heard, valued, loved, and not alone no matter what stage of life you're in. I hope that you're subscribed so you never miss an episode, and it would mean the world to me if you left a rating or review. I'm so glad you're here, and I cannot wait to introduce you to this week's guest. Hey, no guest here this week, just me, my mic, and my cup, which I feel like you should know is filled with my second cup of coffee, a made-at-home Americano with coconut almond creamer and a little bit of almond milk. You know, I gotta keep that coffee order bougie, even at home. I'm so excited to be sitting down with you today as we wrap up the It's Time for Change series. And as I'm sitting here with so much change happening around me, I cannot wait to tell you all about it. So friends, grab your cup, fill it up with whatever you want, and let's dive in. I just love how God works this all out. I mean, I shouldn't be surprised anymore, but here I am sitting down saying, man, this was all such great timing. Change is not something that's super easy for me, and I think that probably goes for most people. If you love change, I would love to hear about why you love change and how you process it, because for me, it gets super uncomfortable. It gets confusing, and I get defensive. A lot of my life was full of change in my younger years, and I think as an adult, I try to minimize the change and how it will affect my life or my kids and Jesse. And now when it comes to a schedule change or like a change of season, I can handle that by getting a new notebook, new planner, or new pens. But this season of It's Time for Change really met us with some really good conversations about inward change. Man, I loved this series. I'm so thankful for Danielle Bayard Jackson, my friend, who came on to talk about racial injustice and how we can be good friends, educating ourselves and being willing to listen and to learn. I love her heart for friendship, and I'm so thankful that she was willing to jump on that interview in the midst of a really hard season for her. My hope from that conversation is that we are all still doing the work, looking inwardly, and growing. We talked about moving and trailblazing, breaking down stereotypes, and rest. Man, that conversation with Dr. Sandra Dalton about rest was so good. If you haven't done it yet, go take your test to figure out what kind of rest you need. That was really great. All of these things are things that need to change, right? From fear of the future and leading to figuring out like what Sabbath really looks like for us in our day-to-day lives. All of these things are not quick and easy changes. Breaking stereotypes, can that be done in a day? I'm not sure. But I think it takes us pulling up roots and seeing why we believe these things about us and others. Pioneering, trailblazing, moving across the country. Again, I don't think that this is something that happens overnight. To be a good and strong leader means we have to know where we're going. We have to have a dream and a plan to execute it. For me, it means humility. It means I have to own that it's going to be messy and that I probably won't be the best at it. Before I tell you what's been changing in my own life and work and personally, I wanted to share a verse with you. Ecclesiastes 3, 1 through 9-ish, 4-ish, I'm not really sure. I can look that up and put it in the show notes for you. So it says, there's a time for everything, and a season for every activity under the heavens. A time to be born, and a time to die. A time to plant, and a time to uproot. A time to kill, and a time to heal. A time to tear down, and a time to build. A time to weep, and a time to laugh. A time to mourn, and a time to dance. This verse, or collection of verses, has been a life staple for me. When I graduated high school, it was the quote underneath my senior picture, and let me tell you why. When I was a freshman, my very best friend died in a fire. And just 2 months later, another friend was killed in a car accident. In those same few months, two of my classmates lost their moms. It was brutal and I was devastated. It changed the way I looked at my friends because I could so easily and quickly lose them. They would be taken away from me in the blink of an eye. I've seen it. Our freshman year was marked with death and loss. It was a season of mourning. And I'm from a super small town. My high school reflected that. I was one of 100 in my class. We mourned together and we grew up together. As we approached our senior year, those scars of mourning were still there, but there was also joy. And our senior year was marked with laughter and dancing. I was reminded time and time again that there is a season to everything. There's a time for everything under the sun, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to uproot. a time to tear down and a time to build, a time to weep and a time to laugh. There's a time to mourn and a time to dance. I left my high school classmates telling them this: we came in mourning, but let's leave dancing. This verse has stayed with me, and even as I tell you this now, I can see how sweet God has been to me in these seasons. A time to uproot when we moved away from Alaska. A time to plant when we brought home Zoe. A time to weep, well, that's just my life in general. And a time to laugh, that's when we gather with our friends and our people. Around our table, there's so much laughter. But as I begin to tell you what's going on now, I can see this: a time to build and a time to tear down. Now, tear down sounds very dramatic, so let's just say lay down.
You're listening to the Converge Podcast Network. And now, a message from a network supporter.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Denison Ministries. Denison Ministries is a movement creating 7 million culture-changing Christians who are committed to carrying out the truth of the gospel to their sphere of influence through a variety of ways, which is why Denison Ministries is excited about sponsoring what God is up to on the It's Time for Coffee podcast. One of the cool ways Denison Ministry has helped Christians feel closer to God is through their Verse 15 devotional. Verse 15 is designed to help you spend the first 15 minutes of your day experiencing God through meaningful devotion, scripture, worship, and prayer. You can sign up and get the first 15 email devotional sent directly to your inbox at first15.org/subscribe, or start your day off with the First 15 devotional podcast anywhere you listen to podcasts. As you've heard on the podcast since the beginning of July, It's Time for Coffee is now a part of the Converge Podcast Network. And it is a dream come true to be grouped in with a community with some amazing shows and some amazing people. But you might be thinking, what is a podcast network? And as a listener, it's really just a group of people. As a podcaster, it's a community. So let me explain. A podcast network is like a TV channel. You go to CBS or NBC knowing that you're going to get a variety of shows, but the standard level is all the same. These shows are all faith-based people talking about a bunch of different topics, from It's Time for Coffee, where we sit down and talk about friendship and life, to Kate Werman's show, where she talks about the heart of dating, to MMA Jenkins, who's leaning in to tell you what God is teaching her in her day-to-day life. Being in a network is providing me, the podcaster, with friends in the industry and community. It's the best. You know I love community. But even better is I now work for the community. This is probably the biggest change in the past couple months. 18 months ago, I launched a company that I've been so proud of. I've helped launch over 30 podcasts, and I've walked alongside many of those podcasters as they have grown and flourished into the podcasting world. I've loved every step of this journey with the clients that I've come to call friends and helping them get their voices into the world. I've never taken it lightly that this is my job, and I have been so proud of the shows I have helped produce, as well as the company that we have built together. But I have been offered and I accepted a position at an incredible podcasting firm as a coach, producer, and the head of community and growth. I mean, that title, head of community and growth, ooh, makes me so excited. Never in a million years did I think It's Time for Coffee Productions would become what it has. And even less that I would one day take a path that meant I would have to walk away from it. But here we are, a new season, time for change. The people closest to me know what this decision has meant and done to my heart, and overall, it has brought so much dang peace. I'm over the moon to be working with some incredible people who see me and encourage me and remind me daily that I'm not alone. Gosh, it's such a gift. And I've been reminded time and time again that nothing, no season, no day, no tear, no struggle is ever wasted. God has been showing up so much in this season, and I've just continued to pray for him to show up and show off, and he has done just that. So while this has been a confusing and hard season of laying down, the season has also been met with so much rejoicing. But as for the podcast here, nothing is changing. We're still meeting for coffee every week, but like for the month of July, we're just meeting on Wednesdays. With so much changing in my life and the world around me, I've had so many feelings. My heart has just felt like a million pounds, and I didn't really realize it until it hit me square in the face, but I realized I was on the brink of burnout. Now, hear me. I love what I do, and I'm so thankful for a healthy and happy family. We even took a vacation recently, but life is hard, especially life within a pandemic, right? Oh, this pandemic. I've been spinning every single plate. So I asked myself what I would ask one of my best friends. Should you go to counseling? And the answer was yes. Yes, I should. So just last week, I started up with a company called Faithful Counseling. Getting signed up and scheduled was super easy, and I was matched with a counselor in a couple hours. We had our first session last week, and I had some homework that I'm going to go through, and I get to see him again this week. I didn't realize how much I was carrying or how much emotional baggage I've been lugging around, and having someone to talk to has helped me so much. This was something that needed to change for me. If you are interested or have any questions, please feel free to reach out and ask. I'll drop the link to Faithful Counseling in the description of this episode. I'm just so thankful to be working with a counselor, knowing that this is a season of laying down that baggage. It's been so great for me. And last but not least, I've added a new adjective to my bio. I really just ran out and asked Jesse in Ezekiel if adjective was the right word to use. I think it is. On that note, I'm an author. Just 3 weeks ago, my devotional and first book, because I'm actually now saying first book and not just the book, has entered the world. I'm so thankful for those of you who have already purchased it and have started reading it. It makes my heart so happy to know that you are going to lean into who God made you to be right where you are. I cannot wait to see how the Lord shapes your heart as you lean into Him. It's so incredible to know that my stories are helping you, and I'm so humbled by it. The book writing process almost broke me, which is probably why my feelings are 100 million pounds and why counseling has been so good. But it's so nice to know that it's helping you guys. So please continue to read it, continue to buy it. And if you would, I'd love for you to leave a rating and review. That really, really helps the book get shared more by Amazon. So coming up, we have the series, It's Time for Family. This may morph more into It's Time for Relationships, but we'll see. I'm not really sure yet. I'm just excited about the conversations about families that I already have recorded, and I'm so pumped I get to share them with you. We are over 126 episodes into this It's Time for Coffee journey, and I can't say thank you enough for listening. Whether you're new here, this is your first couple episodes, or you've been here a while, I'm just so thankful for you. Each week, I remind you that this is a place for you to feel seen, heard, and never alone, but that's exactly what you do for me too. Here, I feel heard and so loved by you. So thank you for being such a good friend. No matter what change we're dealing with, we're in it together. And we are never alone. Don't forget Ecclesiastes 3 that I shared earlier. There's a time for everything, a season for every activity under the heavens, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to uproot, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance. In all these seasons, you have a friend with you. Two, actually, our sweet God who is always near, and me. I'm just a DM, email, or click away. Thanks for joining me for coffee today. Thanks so much for joining me for coffee today. I hope that we're already friends on social media, but if we aren't, come find me on Instagram at Jeanette Tapley or on Facebook at The Jeanette Tapley. If you have any questions about the show or what's coming up, be sure to check out itstimeforcoffeepod.com. I hope you have a great week, and I can't wait to see you back here next week when it'll be time for coffee. Bye, friend.
This show is part of the Converge Podcast Network.